This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
My name is Julia Kind, and I'm the Support Services Coordinator for Hospice and Home Care of the Blue Ridge, and I'm essentially a social worker there on the admissions team.
Julia, welcome back. It's good to talk with you again as we wrap up our conversation today. Let's talk just a little bit more about depression.
Additional steps that can be important to take, and this can be one of the very first things that we do, or the first thing that we do when we have a good relationship with our doctor, is to make an appointment with your doctor, call your doctor, and talk with that person about what you're experiencing. And then your doctor might recommend a medication or therapy or both. And those interventions can be highly effective. I think it's important to, in that same breath, just to remember that depression and anxiety are not uncommon. Many people experience them. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's important to think about your health and quality of life and the way that you want to be living. And it just might be that it makes sense to go ahead and talk to your doctor and get some additional help with it, especially if you're having chronic symptoms that aren't going away. There are times that people experience more of a, they might be in crisis, or they might have a loved one who is in crisis. And those moments can come up unexpectedly and feel very overwhelming. And sometimes in those moments, we're not sure exactly where to turn. Fortunately, we have some great resources on a local level, but then there are also some national hotlines. Now, on a local level, we have RHA Health Services. They are available 24/7, and RHA offers on-site response to help stabilize a person with mental health, developmental disability, or addiction issues. That phone number is 888-573-1006. We have also found that our local police departments will do wellness checks or check-in phone calls for members of our community who are elderly or disabled, who may have a very limited support system. And so it might be worthwhile, if you know someone who may benefit from that check-in call, or if you are someone who would benefit, just to contact the Mitchell County or Yancey County Sheriff's offices and just ask if they may be willing to make a check-in phone call. And then there are a couple of national helplines that are 24 hours a day, and one is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services helpline, which is 1-800-662-HELP or 4357. And then there is also a suicide prevention helpline, which is 1-800-273-TALK or 8255. I would just encourage anybody who thinks that, you know, even just suspects that there could be a risk or something happening in your life or in your family or with a friend, and there needs to be fast intervention, to contact one of these agencies.
Very sound advice. Thank you for sharing with us over the past few days, Julia. That was Julia Kind, who is the Support Services Coordinator of Hospice and Home Care of the Blue Ridge. Again, this is a three-part My Health Matters series on depression. All three portions of the discussion are available online at our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up. Again, thank you to Julia Kind of Hospice and Home Care of the Blue Ridge, and thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.